Donation of any amount. Join us as we strive to relieve human suffering around the world and share the life-giving message of Jesus Christ.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. Faith, the divine supply. Matthew 13, verse 3, he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. When he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Tell somebody, I have good ground. Whether you realize it or not, you are good ground. You are born again, you are good ground. Amen. If you're halfway full, I want you to get full. Are you hearing? We want to break into that double portion. We want to break. We want to go where we've never been before. We want to go into God. Listen, God is an abundant God. God will lavishly bless his children. Hello? He's laid up the wealth for us. Come on, don't be afraid of wealth. Stay with me. Amen. God has more for you. This has nothing to do with covetousness. We got work to do. And you need more than what you have to fulfill what God has given you to fulfill. Amen. We need to go on. We need to press in without being afraid, without being religious, without being traditional, without being insecure, without being, amen, scared of stuff. Some people are afraid to succeed. You got to pull out all those fears, pull out all those strongholds. The wayside hearer, or the wayside, was the path alongside the roads and highways that were between the cities. They were the roads used in everyday life. The seed doesn't penetrate the person's understanding because he is given over to the natural mindset, the everyday life, the ways of the world. So he's preoccupied. So the Lord sows the seed, but it doesn't take root because they're preoccupied with the ways of the world. He's not seeking God's word nor bringing God into his everyday life. He has no desire nor time to follow the Lord. So the seed is sown by the wayside. The second type of hearer was the stony ground. Stony ground has to do with a hard heart that has no roots of Christ-like character. In the stony ground, the word takes root, but the ground is loose and gravelly. So the roots can't take hold or form a strong root structure. That's the hard heart. You see, the fulfillment of the word in our life depends as much on the word itself as the condition of the ground. See, the word can be coming out there, but if it's sown on ground, that's not any good. It won't yield that bumper crop. So we've got to allow God to soften our heart. Pure gold is soft. It really is. It's pure gold. When it's purified, it's soft. Amen? So when there are no character roots, the hard heart doesn't have a depth of integrity. Integrity is very important. In other words, presenting yourself, you know, the way you think is the way you are. Integrity. What's in your heart is the way you present yourself. It's the same. You're not pretending. You're not a hypocrite. Amen. You're not a deceiver, but you have integrity. All right. So where there's hypocrites, there's no depth of integrity. The heart is hard and shallow. And see, when the word is sown there, it will only abide there temporarily because there's no roots. You've seen little weeds that grow up in the cracks of the sidewalk. You know, when you're out doing the yard or something, you see one, you can pull it, you can grab it just right and just pull it right up out of there. Why? There's no depth of earth. It's gravelly, as there's no real root. But you find something in your yard that's taken root, you just about have to dig it out. You understand what I mean? So when it's a hard heart or a stony ground, the word will only, the seed will only dwell there temporarily. And you know, anything can pretty much get it out of there. So it's only a temporary thing. Now, a hard heart will not allow a person to become rooted in the word. He'll only allow the word to touch certain parts of his life. But other places, don't go there. He obstructs the Lord by not giving him free course in his heart. Now, I want to begin this journey from 30-fold to 100-fold. How many of you like to get to 100-fold? I'm talking about in everything. I'm going to give you a formula here. Don't you ever forget it, because this is how it works. I can't speak for you, but I think you're on the same page with me. But I want my life to be productive and fruitful across the board. I don't want to be fruitful here and fruitful there, and this one is all deprived and, you know, in the closet and skeletons and, you know, unproductive and unfruitful. No, I want it to be fruitful across the board. I don't even want 30-fold. I want 100-fold across the board. Hello? Listen, this life is but a vapor. We don't have an awful lot of time here. Amen. We need to be fruitful across the board. Ask anyone that's going home to be with the Lord. You know, many testimony on their deathbed. They said, if you could live over again, if you had more time, what would you do? He said, I would serve. I would do more for the Lord. I would give the Lord more. Okay? So take note of this. When you receive a word, when that seed is sown, the first thing that happens is that it must be tested. And let me use this word too. It has to be tested and tried. If it's a hard heart and no depth of earth, the moment the sun rises and gets hot, it'll burn it up. No depth of earth, hard heart. Let me tell you something. When you're believing God for something, your faith will be tested. Hello? Sometimes in going after God, when you start to go after God with all your heart, the enemy will throw some stuff in your path. Hello? Come on, don't forget this. Because if there's no depth of earth, the moment people see things in their path, they back off. And you know what? They remain at 30-fold. They'll remain there. And they'll remain there, just getting by. Hello? Just kind of hanging in there. Hello? I want to try to get this entire church off of paycheck to paycheck. So you have more to put into the kingdom. You can come and say, Apostle, let me write off this. Let me write that off. What do we need? We need a big bus. Let me write it off. I'll just write. Let me pay for it out of my business. I'll just write it off into the year. Hello? Wouldn't you like to be able to do that? Amen. And I believe it's God's will that we be in positions like that to be able to move and shake things and not just hanging in there. But see, that's the mentality of a great portion of the church, just hanging in there. God don't want you involved. No, he said you are in the world, but not of the world. We're not of the world, but we are in the world. And because you are here, don't you think God would have you to have some of the better things? Have a greater measure of influence? You don't have to be like the world. Remember Daniel? Daniel was in Babylon, but Babylon wasn't in him. And he outlasted three kingdoms, hello, and changed laws because he was able to stand. So understand one of the things, when you receive a word, it has to be tested. When Joseph received the word, when he wore his coat of many colors, he didn't understand initially at a young age that what God had given him was going to be tested. I mean, God will test what he gives you for authenticity. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Getting quiet. I said, don't throw the baby out just because you're going through something now. Child, since I started confessing the word, since I started praying every morning, man, it's like all hell break loose on my job. Well, join the party. See, like everything going wrong now. You know why? Because you are on a journey now. You have started a prophetic journey. You are headed to another destination. And the devil don't want you getting there. The enemy will oppose you because he knows that his gates shall not prevail against you. He wants you just sitting there. But the moment you start exercising your faith and you start using your faith, you start drawing on a divine supply. Heaven start coming into the earth realm. God's supply starts flowing into the earth. And so the enemy down here starts to oppose you. So persecution or affliction. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Be afraid of affliction. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Bible didn't stop there. It said, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And in delivering, you gain character.
We are continuing in part 12 of The Faith Crises, The Divine Supply. The wayside in Matthew chapter 13 is the road used in everyday life. These people have no time or desire for the things of God. The stony ground people have a hard heart. These people have allowed roots of bitterness to take hold and develop a root structure. A hard heart only permits the word to touch certain parts of their heart. There is no depth of character or integrity. They cannot be rooted in the word. When the word is planted, it must be tried and tested. When we believe God for something, our faith will be tested. Daniel was physically located in Babylon, but Babylon wasn't in him. Daniel's stance in the midst of his adverse condition was a test of his loyalty to God. Our loyalty is tested when opportunity comes to be disloyal. Just as Daniel was tried, we will be tried, and we must remain loyal and true to God at all costs.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.